Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
I'm very ready this time. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Back to the SCPs, baby. Man, the world's falling apart. We got to do something else.
Yeah, we really could just go and go and go on this corona stuff.
Yeah, because we've learned so much more, and the world is more... It's on fire, dude.
Yeah, we're not quite in shambles like Italy. But, like I said, that graph I saw shows us much higher than Italy was at this point. So, I mean, we're not going to get into it, because if we start getting into it, we're going to keep going.
Yeah, we're not going to stop. So, what are you drinking?
I'm having me the Dogfish Head, 60 Minute. My go-to.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yep. Nice and good. Not crazy.
Nope. Not crazy. Delicious. How about you?
Mine's a little more crazy.
No.
It's not a fist of, but it's about 2.5 fingers now. Honey Jim Beam.
Honey Jim Beam?
Yeah. Put that in your hot toddy.
Oh, you could put it in a hot toddy.
Well, that'd be a real good hot toddy.
I mean, if hot toddies were good, yeah.
What? I mean, if they were good.
I told you before I don't like them. They're disgusting. Maybe I don't know how to make them.
I don't know, man. There's nothing to it. Make your tea hot, pour in some flavored Jim Beam.
And honey.
Well, honeyed Jim Beam.
That's what it is, because I don't like honey.
Well, don't do the honey. You could just do the vanilla Jim Beam, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
You could add sugar, or don't add sugar, because, I don't know, I think the vanilla makes it a good flavor. The honey Jim Beam, that tastes nothing like honey, by the way.
No.
So if you don't like the flavor of honey, you're going to be all right with honey Jim Beam.
All right. What is it, just sweet?
Yeah, it's got a sugary taste to it. It's good. I like it.
Okay. You know what I noticed? You haven't had Genesee in quite some time.
What? Oh, it's because I had the Founding Fathers or Founders? It's just Founders. The 11%? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Only takes one of those.
Yeah,
all right.
Just one. That's it.
I mean, Jim Beam's a little more spicier than that, but...
Probably not much.
Okay. Shall we get into this one?
Nope. I'm going to do SCP-730, and it's called the Decerebrating Plague. Decerebrating? I don't know.
Of course it is. So. And somehow, it's still a Euclid. It's not that it's dangerous. It's not... Obviously, it's not safe. It doesn't sound safe. I don't even know how to say decibrating. Decibrating? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like there's too many E's in it. Decerebrating. Decerebrating?
Decerebrating? That sounds better.
It sounds better.
It sounds like brain. Like, it feels like there's a cerebrum happening in the middle of that someplace.
Yeah, like it's this... plague. It's just eating your vein, your brain, your veins.
Yep, eating, going right through the veins.
Yeah, maybe. Let me give you a little description of this bish.
All right.
SCP-730 is an engineered retrovirus developed in Redacted, Italy. Huh?
What?
By Dr. Redacted.
Oh, wait. I know this story. We're living this story.
Oh, maybe. It infects and mutates developing... mammalian embryos, including humans, causing abnormal fetal development.
That's not what we're going through now. That's different.
Well, it might. I don't know. I heard some stories about it. Infected individuals grow to term as physically healthy fetuses lacking any anatomical features above the brain stem. Look at you. The brain.
I didn't read ahead, I promise.
See epidemiology report.
Ugh, of course.
This vestigial brainstem is capable of passive maintenance of the body's functions, including heart rate, respiration, digestion, homeostatic function, and waste elimination.
That's pretty much what our brain does, right? It's just passive maintenance. Sends in a janitor every once in a while to clean shit up.
Maybe that's so you don't know it's there.
Whoa, we already have it.
Yep, we got it. The affected individuals show no higher functionality but respond to pain stimuli.
Me too.
Recoiling or fleeing in the limited fashion available.
That's scary.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They flip back on their back, but then they put their limbs behind them and just scurry away on their backs.
In the limited fashion available, like what, they don't have like Dolce & Gabbana? I digress.
Ain't no Prada here, baby.
No, just Champion. With the use of intravenous life support equipment, it appears that the biological functions of affected individuals can be extended indefinitely, though owing to the complete alteration of their genomes by the retrovirus, no recovery is possible.
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Going to alter a whole genome.
Mm. Well. Adult organisms cannot be infected by the virus, but act as passive carriers once exposed. Mm. The virus is spread by contact with any bodily excretion, including sweat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's really not good. Once exposed, an individual will continue to harbor a reservoir of the virus without experiencing any ill effects until they contact and expose a pregnant woman, whereupon the virus's symptoms become manifest.
What? There's a lot going on there. Got a whole reservoir of them.
You're good until you touch a pregnant, like...
And then you just spring into action.
Yeah, look, people, that's why you don't go up to a pregnant woman in public and rub her belly.
Oh, no, no, no.
Don't do it. If you're one of those people that do it, stop listening. Hey, don't stop listening. Just stop rubbing pregnant bellies.
That could result in not only the transference and the awakening of this virus, but at the very least, it could result in a black eye delivered by the pregnant woman.
Yeah, hashtag me too, you know what I'm saying?
This is from my baby. Bow! Him too. I'm sorry.
While Foundation operations in support of SCP-730's recovery and public suppression were successful, the possibility that carrier individuals remain at large cannot be discounted. Surveillance of public health institutions is ongoing, even as materials recovered from the initial outbreak are studied to seek a treatment.
That sounds awful.
Does not sound good.
Let's contain it. SCP-730 and associated materials and subjects are housed in Sector 07 in a Delta-level containment facility. Ongoing research necessitates regular staff interaction with affected materials using appropriate isolation equipment. They're doing their due diligence, keep themselves safe.
Yeah.
Researchers are required to undergo 36 hours of isolation and decontamination before leaving the containment facility.
That's better than 2 weeks.
Yep. Just a day and a half, you're going to be okay. Relax. Here's a book. Finish it. Any staff exposed to SCP-730 will be reclassified as a research subject and assigned to the facility indefinitely. Oh.
Whoa.
That's a different kind of lockdown.
Yeah.
Incident 730-01. Capture summary. SCP-730 was designed to affect fertilized mammalian embryos. So, fetuses.
Yep.
And intervene in the developmental process to produce decerebrated or brainless. Oh, decerebrated.
Oh, got it. Now we got it.
Or brainless organisms. Thanks. That's what we needed to clear the whole thing up.
I feel like there should be like a little hyphen there, like, you know.
But the D? D hyphen.
Yeah.
Cerebrated. We're not mispronouncing celebrated. We're not decelebrating. We're decerebrating.
You did.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no brain. It was Dr. Redacted. Intention. Shouldn't there be an apostrophe as somewhere? Anyway, it was Dr. Redacted's intention to use this virus to produce animals without higher brain function, which could be raised for meat production without the ethical complications of killing thinking creatures for food.
Whoa. That sounds worse to me.
Yeah.
In like a weird way, that sounds way worse.
Don't you need... Yeah, that's bad. So any mammal... I was thinking strictly humans.
Oh. No, it's like a cow. They raise a dumbass cow.
But that's what they're used for. I mean, most of them are used just for milk, or some, or these over here are used for just meat, right?
Yeah.
And this big boy over here is used for breeding.
Yeah.
He's a breeding stock. Shortly after the first successful test with sheep embryos, not sleep ones, those are different. The virus mutated and was able to cross into members of the lab's staff. Oh, man. See, this is what happens.
Nope, fucking Wuhan all over again, dude.
Because the virus does not manifest in adults, this jump was not initially detected.
I'm really confused now.
It does not manifest in adults. So adults are carriers. They just carry it around and they can infect.
And then what, like when they rub the pregnant woman's belly, it like just sucks in and goes into the placenta and all that, like
right through the tubes, baby, right to that brain and just whoop, raises that brain.
Hmm.
Only once hospitals in the region reported an epidemic of unprecedented birth defects did the foundation become interested and the cause identified.
Whew. Okay.
It's bad.
The epidemic was intercepted before it spread beyond local confines to the global population.
That's what China should have done. Anyway.
Yeah. Sanitation procedures denied the virus an endemic? Endemic? What?
There's some sort of slight difference between epidemic, endemic, pandemic, and holy shit.
Yeah.
And hell on earth.
So denied the virus an endemic population of passive carriers to further its spread. Materials and infected subjects were obtained and isolated under Foundation custody for further study, as were Foundation personnel exposed during the initial investigation.
And that's it.
That's the end of that.
Why is this a Euclid? Why isn't this more dangerous?
It seems very dangerous.
Yeah, this could infect a whole world like something else I know.
We're not talking about it.
Relax, it's only in 195 countries.
Is that what it's up to now?
Yeah, dude, I read it this morning.
Fucking hell, dude. I'm pretty sure the last time I saw it was like 147.
Every country in the world, except for Antarctica. But Antarctica is not really a country. There's just research teams there.
Yeah, it's just an ice wall.
We need to take a break. That was, you gotta let people marinate on that ice wall business.
All right.
See you in a minute.
Break time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are you returned? I've returned.
Excellent, because I'm here too.
Awesome. Can we do something that's not viral related? Maybe this will go viral because it's not viral.
Ooh.
Hey.
Probably not.
Okay. This one is SCP-018. It's called Super Ball.
It sounds fun, dude.
Sounds innocuous, right?
I guess, whatever that means. No. I'm kidding, people. I know what that means. I'm just playing the dumb bimbo card.
That's fine. Play it.
That's what I am. I'm the dumb bimbo of this podcast.
I can relate. We need an object class that is just fun. Why can't we have an object class as fun? Okay? ACP, people, get on that.
Yeah. Safe.
Fun object class.
Euclid. Fun.
We don't need some M. Night Shyamalan stuff going on either. This is object class fun, and all of a sudden there's a twisted twist in there, and something horrific happens. Yeah. No.
Safe. Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. And then he rips your arm off.
For no reason.
Hold on, dude. Where's the safe?
No safe. All right. SCP-018, Super Ball. SCP-018 has the appearance of a Super Ball made by the Wham-O Company in 1969. Oh, 69. That's dangerous.
Uh-oh. Is it?
It. Oh, yeah. Could be. That's... Yeah, you're not quarantined if you're... Anyway.
Okay.
It is 6 centimeters. Come on, this is Imperial America. Come on.
They didn't change 6 centimeters to how many, whatever. They put SIX in parentheses, they put the number 6, and then centimeters.
Who wrote this? 6 centimeters in diameter and colored red. There's an extra U in there, yep. So there you go.
Overseas.
There's your problem. Found when the Redacted Company was hired to clean out a warehouse that had Wham-O merchandise in it. SCP-018 was noted to be able to bounce with extreme height.
Flubber.
Hey, man. Right? Super fun. Everything's fine.
I wonder how many people know what flubber is.
Oof.
Rip.
Not the kids that are listening.
R.I.P. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Well, it originally started with the, was Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Was it the Incredible Professor? Because the Robin Williams Disney movie was just called Flubber.
Yeah.
Was it some, it was Professor something, but he invented Flubber. Ah, crap. So we're, the kids don't know what we're talking about, and the adults are like, you morons.
You are wrong.
At first thought to be a pleasant child's toy, and here we go. SCP-018 was able to bounce with over 200% efficiency. That is, if dropped 1 meter, it would bounce 2, then 4, then 8, then 16. So it was bouncing exponentially.
Jeez.
Uh-oh. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, you better make sure you catch that fucker.
Yeah, it's coming down. Lost 3 fingers on that one. The ball soon became a dangerous projectile, reaching speeds estimated at 100 kilometers per hour and damaging property and injuring 5 in the city of Redacted.
My God.
And that's when things turned dark.
But it's not a virus.
It's not a virus.
So
this is merely a projectile. This can be stopped by a butterfly net. I don't know. Probably not. It can't be stopped by your fingers. It's not going to be stopped by a butterfly net.
Yeah.
You just need something to catch it. It came to a rest after several days in the nearby lake of Redacted and was retrieved by SCP personnel. There you go. Just shoot it into a bucket of water. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Or a lake. That's fine. Due to the speed of the object and the total surprise by its victims, no cover-up story was required or initiated.
What?
That's weird. Yeah. I don't know, man. It was just a Super Bowl. I came out of nowhere, just started beating everybody up.
Yeah, people were like, yeah, right, dude. They didn't even have to make a cover-up story because people were like, whatever.
Go back to the pub, Gary. Yeah. Come on, just go back to the pub.
It's just flubber, dude.
It's flubber?
I don't know, maybe.
It's out of control. Well, flubber floated, didn't it?
I don't know. I remember he had that weird little floaty robot thing. In the Robin Williams one.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what he called it, but it was that little yellow thing. It was like, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep.
I don't know.
I kind of want to watch that now.
I kind of want to watch it, too.
Was that a Disney movie? It was Disney, right?
I think so.
Maybe it's on Disney Plus.
It might be on there, but I don't support that Nazi-loving Walt Disney.
Uh-oh. Well, he died. He didn't make Disney Plus.
Oh, but his legacy did.
Oh. One of these days, we're going to get into that old legacy.
Maybe.
Flubber was the remake of The Absent-Minded Professor.
Yes.
That guy. Production company, it was Disney, so.
For Flubber? Or for both?
Flubber for sure.
Yeah.
Well, how do we contain this Super Bowl besides a lake?
Well, let me tell you.
All right.
SCP-018 is to be contained in its specialty metal restraint inside of a 1 meter by 1 meter by 1 meter sealed box lined with heavy synthetic padding. You're not bouncing over that shish.
Oh, no.
The sealed box is then submerged in the center of a 10 meter by 10 meter by 10 meter polyethylene holding tank.
Okay. Yes.
They're really concerned about this thing. If SCP-018 is to break free from the holding box, the polyethylene-based goo will slow down kinetic activity enough for proper retrieval by containment personnel.
So it busts out of the box and like, what are you doing out here, little guy?
It's like trying to get out, but it's like real slow. It's like, all right, I got you.
Get back in your box, little guy.
Personnel entering SCP-018's holding chamber are to wear specialized plating found inside of SCP-018 observation, which...
Okay. So it's armor?
Yeah, like what they're knights?
We are the knights of Super Bowl.
Also, a breathing apparatus before being lowered into the polyethylene tank.
Okay.
They gotta get inside of the tank?
To put it back in its box? I mean...
This seems a little crazy.
If I had a breathing apparatus to go swimming through goo, I'd check it out. Sounds fun.
Yeah. If SCP-018 is loose outside of the polyethylene tank, personnel are advised to secure themselves in a separate room and close doorways or hatches to isolate SCP-018 until containment teams arrive.
What are they going to do?
That MFR is just bouncing all over the place, dude.
But if it's already in a 10 meter by 10 meter by 10 meter polyethylene holding tank, eventually you'd think its projectile behavior will shoot it back into it. It's just all over the room and then hit the pool, right? Hit the pool of goo.
Yeah, you would think. Like, just sit there and watch.
Yeah, just kind of stay out of the way. Like, that's an extreme dodgeball.
Did you ever watch The Office?
No.
The American one?
No. I know what you're talking about, but I've never watched it.
There was an episode where they were watching this screensaver, and it was bouncing all over the screen, and then it finally hit the corner perfectly, and they were like, yeah! It's kind of like that. You're watching a ball bounce all over the place, and it hits there. They're like, shit, move in!
It's going at 200 kilometers an hour through the goo. Then it hits the bottom, and then it has to, and it's working its way back out.
It's like a grease pig.
I got it. Yeah. Nope, I don't got it.
And then, like, Jerry's over there. He's getting ready to catch it. It's like, boom, and just, like, shoots straight through his abdomen and, like, hits the wall behind him. He's like, tell my wife, kids, I love them.
It bounces off the wall, then shoots back through his head.
Oh. And then, boom.
Oh.
Like a sack of potatoes.
Terminated.
It's all been planned all along, dude.
They were setting Gary up the whole time. Or Jerry? You said Jerry.
I said Jerry, I think.
They were setting Jerry up the whole time. Come on, Jerry. Come on, make it. Right in here. It's fine.
Go get it. No. None of the armor fits me. No, it's cool. It's cool.
It's fine. You're probably not ever going to get hit. I've never been hit. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you stand outside the door.
There's dents all over his armor. I've never been hit. Yeah, but your armor clearly has. Like... His armor just looks like a golf ball, just like dimples everywhere from where things hit him.
He's like super aerodynamic. If you shoot him out of a cannon, he's going to keep going with armor on.
Oh, boy.
Document 018-04. Message to 05-redacted. Redacted. I hope everything is going well. The reason I write to you is because I believe I have found a more effective method for retrieving new or escaped SCP objects. Yes, I realize we haven't had any progress in reverse engineering, whatever allows this thing to defy the laws of thermodynamics, but we have come up with a very effective method for integrating one of those new SCP-A5 armor suits with this. Just hear me out.
Why?
I don't know.
Why thermodynamics?
How does that come into play here?
Seems weird, right?
Would you heat it up to slow it down? Or would you put some ice around so it slips around?
I don't know. Maybe the, what is it, polyethylene? Maybe that cools.
Oh, if it cools it down. Yeah, why don't they just throw it in a vat of nitrous oxide?
I don't know.
Then it would be multiple projectiles.
Ooh, because it would just shatter.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yikes. Like little bullets.
Yes. That wouldn't be a good time at all. Just hear me out. We implant it into the bottom of a boot, rig up a little bit of a mechanical device, and ta-da, the suit is now capable of jumping well over a building. This dude wants to weaponize it.
So, hold up. My problem here is, didn't it say if you drop it from a meter, it goes to 2, and then to 4, and then to 16?
Yes.
You jump over a building, boom, next thing you know, you end up on fucking Saturn. Let's take it easy. You can't do that.
Mama!
Yeah. Just has like a little, the old school fishbowl over his head. He's like, whoa!
He's shooting off.
Hey, shit, there is another one.
Damn it. Well, we didn't have to terminate it. Jerry?
Yeah. Sir, Jerry's dead. Patrick?
We need more Jerrys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good at all. So how would you stop yourself?
I think in the movie Flubber, he had the same issue.
It just kept bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and kept going.
I think he tried it on his shoe and he had to like hold his leg down at one point. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I want to watch it again.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
On Disney Plus?
If it's on there, I'm watching it.
Also, if the wearer has their foot against something they want dead, oh, it took a turn. Well, let's just say it delivers a hell of a kick.
It's just going to donkey kick them?
How? Yeah, how? Who's going to pay for this?
You know what it does? He kicks them. Boom! It launches that son of a bitch like he was launched out of a cannon. You know what I mean? Because all the energy is pushed out of the bottom.
All the kinetic energy.
Yeah.
So all the kinetic energy. Pow!
Next thing you know, he's in orbit with Sputnik. And...
But imagine that recoil. Like, it doesn't just happen. You got, there's still some recoil in there. So you've got all the kinetic energy behind it, or all the potential energy, whatever, kinetic, I guess. But you hit that object, the person, who's still, what, 150, 200 pounds or what have you? You hit them, they're not immediately going to go away from it. It's still going to have force return.
Maybe this material absorbs that energy.
Wow. That would change things. That would change things a lot.
Or you kick them, you do a few backflips after you do it. You kick them, it like flips you backwards a few times.
And a ding, 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 ding.
Make sure you don't land on your feet, though, because you'll end up in the upper atmosphere. Always land on your back.
You need a roll cage. You just need to wear a roll cage.
Just make sure the soles of your feet don't hit the the ground.
Can you imagine starting a fight like that? Like, what's this guy about? Look at it. You got SCP written all over your suit. What's going on there? And all of a sudden, took roll cage just comes out of nowhere. He's got it. And there's just this green flubber on the bottom of his foot. It's like, okay, wait, dude.
What are you going to do? He like pulls a knife on you, like a butterfly knife. He's doing all these crazy moves.
Kick.
He's gone. He crushes rib cage.
This roll cage is just kicking his dude all around town.
It's like it's a mess. Oh, what was that movie? Wasn't it
Crank?
No. Oh my god. George Clooney, where he's like drifting off into space and Sandra Bullock's just watching him go. What was that damn movie?
Not Interstellar, came out at the same time. Gravity?
Gravity. Yeah. So you just like kick the guy, he's just like drifting off, you're like watching him go.
There
just
he goes.
Drifting off to his death. Later, Gator.
He's a shooting star that's gone the wrong way.
Maybe he's one of these asteroids that's coming back to hit us.
Oh, he come back for revenge. It's a whole other SCP.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's just say it delivers a hell of a kick. Okay. All I need is permission to modify one of the pre-existing SCP-A5 suits, and you'll be ready to actually capture Redacted. Oh, what's that mean?
The Roadrunner.
Who's making it? Is Acme? It's not Whammo, it's Acme. Plus any other escaped SCP objects. Trust me, when have I let you down in the past?
I read it the same way at first, too.
It took me a second.
Yeah.
That letter was from Dr. Redacted, by the way. The best doctor ever.
Well, this document, 018-06, letter to Dr. Redacted, and it says, Dr. Redacted, upon assignment, Agent Redacted was issued your modified SCP-A5 armor in retrieving SCP Redacted. And the results are mixed.
Okay.
We don't know. Agent Redacted was able to place the redacted collar onto SCP Redacted, chase it through the Amazon, and restrain it by dismemberment.
Oh.
Is that restraining?
That's a little different.
Yeah, that's killing.
What did the pirates do? Quartered? Restrained and quartered them? Like, you chop off their arms and their legs, and they're just stumps.
Arr, we don't do anything for quarters, only doubloons. However, due to a malfunction of your little mechanical device, he was launched almost a mile into the air and suffered 2 broken legs, 7 broken ribs, a missing arm, and a skull fracture upon hitting the water of Lake Redacted.
So, he just straight up lost an arm? You hit him, and arm gone.
Motherfucker was launched a mile into the air.
That's how you lose an arm?
A mile into the air, you only got 2 broken legs, 7 broken ribs, and a missing arm?
And a little bit of a skull fracture.
Oh, yeah. A mile into the air. Yo, folks.
That's
you
far.
Go a mile into the air, you hit the ground, it's going to look like you stepped on a ketchup packet.
He landed in a lake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But still, a mile into the air and then hit a body of water. It's the same thing. Explosion. Doesn't matter.
Well, this guy says, you will fix that before I authorize your armor for common use. Or, arr, you will fix that before I authorize your armor for common use.
You dirty landlubber. Document 018-11. Message to 05, redacted.
That's a single digit.
I think it's the same guy. I think it's just correspondence back and forth. Mm. But somehow it's document 4, 6, and 11.
Mm?
Redacted. Don't worry. It's fixed. But I have some more ideas. If I can be granted the use of some water from SCP-006, I think we talked about that one.
We had to have.
SCP-redacted and possibly SCP-redacted. Was it like the holy water? Fountain of Youth stuff? May have been.
Possibly.
I can deliver you a set of SCP-A5 armor and an agent that can capture any, if not all, rogue or unattained SCPs. All I'm waiting on is your approval.
And then it says, arr, you gotta stick it up your ass. It doesn't say that.
Dr. Blackbeard.
Ah, oh, shit, you were supposed to redact it.
Dr. Black redacted.
Walk the plank.
That's a different SCP.
Just spit on my mic.
Well, it's a good thing you're the only one that uses that mic. Otherwise, Corona's for everybody.
Oh, Corona. Why are you fucking everything up, dude? You know what I did on my birthday weekend?
What'd you do?
Nothing. Because there's nothing to do.
You know, by the time this goes up on Friday, the 27th, if you're hearing this, you have less than a day to get yourself some discounted merch at myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird.
And like we said before, 3 shirts, Will gets the leggings. If you really want to see those leggings, you can buy 3 shirts yourself.
And then then they'll see the leggings on me?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying the listener.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be 3 different people buying shirts. One person buying 3 shirts gets Will into those leggings, making love to his lawnmower out on the lawn. Not real love, because I think that might be illegal.
That's one of those weird laws in Pennsylvania.
It might be. You might go, even if you do it in your own house, it might be illegal. If you do it outside, it's definitely illegal because I feel like it's indecent exposure.
Yeah, public exposure. We don't want any of that. No.
No.
So it's not bestiality or bestiality. It's
machiniality?
Machiniality.
Enginality? I don't know.
Contraptionality? Contraptions.
Make sure you don't actually turn it on-ality because you'll cut off your wiener-ality.
That'd be a bad day. That'd be a real bad day.
That wouldn't be very good.
No, not at all. So, we're not going to do that, first of all. But order some stuff, and I guess I'll put some leggings on.
Guys, please do this. What a great pick that would be.
The new legging design is also our new design that we just revealed with the sale, 33% off store-wide, and it's the mugs.
I haven't even seen the leggings for that.
Oh, you did?
No.
Well, you could easily do that by going to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird and see them right there. They look funky, but somehow the whole design wraps around the leggings. It's hard for me to even picture it, but
I'm sure it works. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
That's right. Oh, boy.
Find us on all the places, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
Yep.
MySpace, snail mail, smoke signals, message in a bottle. I live close to the ocean. UK listeners, throw one in there. Don't have coronavirus. Throw it in there with, some hand sanitizer. I might get it.
Laminate it first.
Yeah, so because as soon as I'm pulling it out with gloves, I'm going to wipe it down with a Clorox wipe.
Eventually. We'll get it eventually.
Email us, right?
Oh, yep, that's the thing. BringOnTheWeird@gmail.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or many of your... We're on so many things, dude.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything, right? Like Pandora, iHeartRadio, all the ones that you got to physically go and set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Podchaser, Podhound now.
Yeah,
that's a thing now.
Pod Mutt.
Oh,
Pod Doberman.
All right, and with that, stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.